Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
It's 6 minutes past 6 o'clock. Great to have you with us today in this morning, where we talk some politics over a cup of coffee. Hope you're waking up, or maybe you're on your way home if you're listening in the evening replay, grabbing a cup of coffee, or just listening. Thanks, first of all. And secondly, let's explore a couple of interesting topics that, well, certainly in the news today, because they really do impact your life. So, has what Kate Brown done as governor, has it been so bad that she's worthy of being recalled? Now, there's a reason why I'm asking that question. I mean, it certainly is the news that politically, other than maybe Peter Courtney saying, nah, I'm not going anywhere. Now, why is that out there? Because there are some within his own party, some within his own caucus, Democrat senators that want him gone. Why? Because Republicans took a walk. But even if they replaced him, would it make any difference? Couldn't Republicans take a walk again? Duh. In fact, it's one of the only tools that they have, especially if this cap and trade business, which Peter Courtney is saying he's going to do again in February. Now, wait a second. That's not why we changed Oregon's constitution. Peter Courtney is the one who pushed the issue of this whole business of having a change in Oregon's constitution to go ahead and allow yearly sessions. And the reason was, if you go back and read his language and his justification for it was simple. Hey, we got to make, you know, little adjustments to the budget. We're not going to do major policy things. Well, he's just violating that. Now, he's done it before. So it's not anything that we wouldn't expect, but we need to remind people why we did this to begin with. Now, the real reason politically, friends, is simple. The real reason is that it gives Democrats an opportunity to put forward policy ideas in an election year that they can know that Republicans will vote against and they'll be able to use that in the campaigns. That's why they did this. Plus, it's always another bite at the apple, which, by the way, you know, if you're watching the news, you see everything is all about Mueller, Mueller, Mueller. And Trump saying, and he's right, Democrats are just trying to get another bite at the apple because they've not been able to put this guy away. They haven't been able to undo the results of an election. Sort of like we're trying to do in Oregon with Kate Brown. Now, I do want to talk about that probably more than anything else today. Because that's why I opened the show with saying, what has Kate Brown done that warrants being kicked out of office? And then who would take her place? Because there is a lot of misguided thinking about that. Who would take her place? If, in fact, somehow the Oregon Republican Party is effective at getting enough signatures, number one, that's a tall order in a very short period of time. It's possible. But secondly, getting enough money to run a credible campaign. Now, that's also possible, and I'm just going to spell that out for you here. But more importantly, here's the thing that is, I think, relevant to our conversation today and what's relevant to your life about this whole issue of recalling Kate Brown. The things that we believe as constitutional conservatives and the things that we think Kate Brown has done wrong are things that her most basic supporters think are just right, are perfect, are exactly what she should be doing. So they think that she is doing what they want her to do. We think she's doing everything wrong. Okay. So who would decide the issue? I mean, just look at the raw numbers. Kate Brown is clearly has a base of support out there. I mean, you look at how she managed to beat Newt Bueller in, you know, some pretty strong numbers, if you think about it. If you just look at the actual numbers of the vote. But there's another thing that's out there. There's a story in the Oregonian that Kate Brown is one of the most unpopular governors in the country. This is a Morning Consult survey. Now, you got to understand is that the Morning Consult is not a conservative organization by any stretch of the imagination. Not even close. The Morning Consult poll is a poll that, if anything, is not exactly right-leaning. It's fairly middle of the road. I believe it's done with an association with a particular university back east, if I remember right. Bottom line is that a poll has found her the most unpopular, and this is what's interesting. She's most unpopular amongst Republicans, as you would expect. Well, what about Democrats? She's very unpopular there. Okay, so popularity is one thing, isn't it? But when you're trying to make a case to people, and maybe you've already experienced this in your conversations with people in your world, what has she done that is worthy of recalling someone? I mean, it's one thing to dislike a governor and how they act and how they talk. I mean, you've heard me say this for a long time. Kate Brown suffers from Hillary Clintonism. She's just not likable. And that's just the truth. I mean, just you look at how she talks, how she speaks. You look at how they had to engage in such an image makeover. I talked about this during the campaign, and it is so true. If I were running her campaigns, now she's done running, so she's unaccountable, folks. She can be whatever she wants to be. She can be who she really is, rather than this makeover aspect. But I can tell you that if I were running her campaigns, I would have done exactly what they did. And that's run these Facebook ads with her smiling next to a horse, putting on the cowboy hat out the Pendleton Roundup, where all them rubes are that she so disdains. I mean, seriously, folks. She has a likability problem. Okay, so let's accept that. But is it enough to recall a governor? What has she done wrong? And who would be the people that would recall her? Who are the people that would make that decision? Now, Kate Brown has suffered for a long time in the likability area. And I want to read through this Morning Consult poll article because I think this is a little bit of a roadmap as to why this is an issue. For a long time, she's been vulnerable. Republican Governors Association has known it. Numerous polls since she assumed the governorship, but even before, because she is so hyperpartisan, the things that she did as Secretary of State, the things she didn't do as Secretary of State, okay, like actually auditing like Dennis Richardson did. Dennis Richardson embarrassed her. Why? Not just because she was governor, because she could lay a lot of that at the feet of John Kitzhaber, but because she didn't do her job as the chief auditor of the state of Oregon. You see, in Oregon, for those of you who don't know, you're just not involved in elections as Secretary of State. You're also the chief's state auditor. You run an auditing department. And you audit not just the state government, but local governments too. So she didn't do her job. But when it came to tilting the scales in partisan favor, she did do that exactly as, well, those of us who know her knew she would do. And she followed through with that. I go back to Bruce Starr in a particular election when he was running for Boley commissioner. He was a Republican state senator. And she clearly tilted the scales with a ruling that made it harder for him to run for that seat. That's what Kate does. and she doesn't care. Because she is a hyper-partisan ideologue. She is a radical. She is right there with AOC plus three. She just is. That's who she is, folks. Now, it's just the reality. You know, in fact, I was reading a great verse in the Bible that Jesus said in Matthew 7. By their fruits you will know them. And that's exactly right. You know who Kate Brown is. So, okay, knowing that she engages in hyper-partisanship, knowing that she did all of these things, what are the things that would move the people who are going to decide the issue? What are the things that she has done in your mind? And then how do we communicate them? I'm asking you this question because this is going to be the central issue of exactly if this, first of all, if they get enough signatures, and then how are those messages conveyed to enough people to actually get them to build on this article about Kate Brown being one of the most unpopular governors in the entire country. Folks, the Morning Consult poll shows that she is number 47 out of 50 governors. She is one of the least popular governors in the entire country. Now, if you go to Multnomah County, you probably don't get that, do you? And Multnomah County is the big dog here. The Democrat registration there is astonishing. That's why the Democrats always gerrymander all of these legislative districts, Senate and House, to include a little sliver of Multnomah County, because they know that Multnomah County is going to go blue. So what has Kate Brown done that makes her so unpopular? And is that enough to communicate effectively to voters out there that, first of all, they should sign a petition? And number two, that the swing voters, the people in the middle, would actually choose to vote her out of office. And then I want to get into, when we come back from the break here a little bit, I want to get into this misnomer, this narrative that's out there, that the Republican Bev Clarnell would not replace her. It's simply not true. As I read Oregon's Constitution, Bev Clarnell is duly sworn in under the terms of the Constitution. She is the occupant of a constitutional office. Doesn't matter that she was appointed. It doesn't matter that Dennis Richardson died in office. It's totally irrelevant. She is the constitutional officer, Secretary of State. She would replace Kate Brown. So just stop with the nonsense that she won't. And then it goes to another Democrat. Because that's what's being talked about out there amongst our side. It's crazy. What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Back in a moment. What has Kate Brown done to deserve being kicked out of office?
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back 22 minutes past the top of the hour. If you do want to comment on this, if you have a reason why the voters would choose to recall Kate Brown, kick her out of office, I'd love to hear it. Now, I know what the Oregon Republican Party is saying, because they're, you know, one of the two groups that is pushing this recall petition. The other one, of course, is Flush Down Kate Brown. You can go to their website. And I intend to have one of their people, a local representative here in Marion County, to join us a little bit later in the week here. But we're the people on the right. What about the people in the middle? Now, here's what's interesting. If you go to the ORP's website, they have an interesting, or rather their Facebook page. Let me back up there. This is an interesting thing they're claiming. More than 20% of the thousands of petitions requests thus far are from Democrats. Huh? That's what they're saying. Okay. Now, you can go to the Oregon Republican Party website and go to the Facebook page, and you can go to where you can download the petition and you can print it off yourself. Okay, and you send it in. So, in fact, I've been talking to people in the last, over the weekend and yesterday, that a lot of those people on our side, again, these are activists, these are people that I deal with on a regular basis, grassroots people, that have signed both petitions. Okay, that's fine. But again, we're the people on the right. What about the people in the middle? What is it in your mind that would persuade the people in the middle to vote, to first of all, sign the petition, and number two, to vote her out of office? What has she done? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. I mean, this is, if this is true, that more than, they're saying more than 20% of the thousands of petition requests the Oregon Republican Party has gotten so far are from Democrats. What has she done wrong that has made her so unpopular within the Democrat Party? Now, I want to go back to the Morning Consult poll here. You see, her net approval, according to the Morning Consult poll, she only has 58% approval amongst Democrats. So, I guess I can buy this line that, yeah, it's possible that 20%, more than 20% of the petition requests that the Oregon Republican Party alone has gotten has come from Democrats, registered Democrats. If her approval rating amongst Democrats is only 58%, think about that. That's not very good. Now, in my lightning quick mind, that means 42% of Democrats don't like her. But is popularity the same as choosing to vote to get rid of a governor? Especially if you're a Democrat and you don't want a Republican. Now, I can't imagine that 42% of Democrats that don't like Kate Brown, I can't imagine that all of them want Republicans to replace them. And that's what would happen. Let me address this misnomer. I got a call yesterday from an activist, grassroots person that I talk to regularly. And this person is seeing the meme running around out there on social media that if you did recall Kate Brown because Dennis Richardson died in office, the language of the Constitution would mean that the treasurer, which is another Democrat, Tobias Reed, a little more moderate than Kate Brown is. Although, believe me, Tobias will put his finger in the wind and be whatever he needs to be to whomever to stay in power. Because that's his eventual goal, by the way, is to be governor. And then who knows what after that. But the reality is that no, this is not true. Because here's, I asked this person after this person finished giving me all of their reasons that this is all for nothing because they were discouraged. They're all for nothing because we're just going to get another Democrat. Not so. Because after this person was done, I said, so read to me the actual words of the Constitution. He did. And I said, so where in there does it say that just because you were appointed to be Secretary of State means you can't assume the office of the governor if the governor's recalled? What isn't there? It's not there, folks. This meme running around there that because Dennis Richardson died in office, disqualifies an appointee from assuming the position of the governorship. Where is it in Oregon's constitution that says that? I challenge you to find it, because it's not there. It's a theory. Now, it doesn't mean that that's not a legal theory that wouldn't be tried by the Democrats if, in fact, this actually happened. Because it could. But by the plain language of the Constitution, it's simply not true. Her net approval ratings, folks, is 58% amongst Democrats. That's an astonishing low number. But it's more than offset by her negative 73. Now, remember, she has a plus 58% approval rating with Democrats. She has a negative 73% rating amongst Republicans. Now, that's a big number. I will say to you, of course, that given that there are 300,000 more Democrats in the state of Oregon, thank you, Motor Voter, which was another Kate Brown thing, that which, by the way, is changing. A lot of Democrats are leaving the Democrat Party and becoming unaffiliated. Okay? But here's the thing. She has a negative 12% amongst independents. Okay, so that's the swing vote, isn't it? So what would be the most effective message? What's the thing that Kate Brown has done that could be communicated effectively to those people in the middle and to those disaffected Democrats that would actually get her recalled? Would love to hear from you what you think it is. 503-589-1220 is the bottom of the hour. From all of you, we come.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us if you're just joining us. We're talking about what are the real reasons that could be effectively communicated to those swing voters as to why they should vote to recall Kate Brown. What has she done? What are the reasons? We know what the Republican Party is saying, but are they missing it? And how should it be communicated? And there are only three governors in America that are more unpopular than Kate Brown. She's number 47, folks, in this morning consult poll. This is blue Oregon, isn't it? Or is it so blue? Maybe it's a lot more purple than people think. Now think about it. The most popular governors in the entire country are all Republicans. By a pretty big number. See, the morning consult poll and phones, those of you on the phone, just hang on. I'll get to you in just a moment here. The morning consult poll. They do this. They do daily polling of more than 5,000 registered U.S. voters. The country's 14 most popular governors are all Republicans. And one of them in a very blue state, Massachusetts. The guy's name is Charlie Baker. Now, if Kate Brown suffers from a likability problem, just like Hillary Clinton did, then is this an opportunity for a Trump-like character to win in Oregon? Now, you got to know, under the constitutional part of Oregon's constitution that deals with recalling a governor, there has to be an election held almost immediately. Yeah, the Secretary of State becomes, Bev Clarno in this case, becomes the governor if Kate is recalled. That's what the Constitution says. Okay. But Bev says she wouldn't run. And it was one of the reasons Kate appointed her. She wouldn't run for Secretary of State again. Why would you think that she would run for governor again? Probably not. But who knows? People change their mind, right? But, well, let me read this email from my buddy Lee. Recall Kate, yep, but, he writes, I don't understand. Didn't Kate get the power by default and then get backed by the left? So if she is recalled, who's in place to take her place? Another Democrat? Shouldn't the effort be made to uplift a person that can become the next governor for Oregon instead of for a group in Oregon? And whom would that be? All good questions. Let me throw out a name to you. Brian Boquist. Now, yesterday, a person whose name, and hang on, phones, I'll get to you in just a moment. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Yesterday, I got a call as I was driving around the farm field in a combine and grass seed. You got a call from someone whose your name or their name you would know. Believe me, you would know it. This person, we're talking about this recall business. And this person asked me, who would be in line on the Republican side? You know, named off Newt and Greg Woldridge, who's just an awesome guy. Sam Carpenter, who would be the person? Well, I can tell you right now, Sam is not interested. Sam's done with politics. It's what he told me personally. Greg Woldridge, maybe. If you look at his age and he's, you know, got a young child and so forth, okay. Newt, yeah, I think Newt's done. So, who would it be? Brian Boquist. If Kate is so unpopular, let me throw this out to you. If Kate is so unpopular, as this morning consult poll shows, in Oregon, especially amongst Democrats, do you think it is reasonable that a Trumpian character could win in Oregon? Somebody like Brian Boquist. And I said this to this person last night, and they were at first a little taken back. And as we talked it through, they really began to warm up to the idea and think, yeah, maybe Oregon's ripe for it. America was ripe for Trump. You know, our Republican Party establishment has not been effective at communicating Republican values. And that's why we lose elections. Same thing with the National Party. Along came a very unconventional person somebody that I never thought would win the presidency, that I thought was a joke. Donald Trump. And he did, because America was ready. Is Oregon ready based on the same things? 503-589-1220. What has Kate Brown done? What are the issues that could be used to elect, to first of all, to recall Kate Brown and then elect a Republican? Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Let's go to the phones. We'll start first with Art. Art, good morning, brother. What do you think today?
First up on the line again. Okay, Jeff.
You are.
Okay, what has Kate done? One, she's willingly broken federal law by promoting Oregon to become a sanctuary state. And Portland has turned into kind of a cesspool, Jeff. You got to admit it. I can't see, but my wife tells me all the time, the homeless camps because of drugs, the drug problem here in Oregon, has turned that city into a very unlivable place, not as unlivable as San Francisco, but yeah, if Kate gets her way, you know, Portland will become another San Francisco. Number two, education. We got one of the worst education systems in the country. Our children are suffering under whose leadership? Kate Brown. She hasn't done a dang thing.
Oh, no, wait. She would say, look, it's because the rich people and the businesses don't pay enough taxes. We just taxed them. And by golly, now we're going to do better because we're going to put all this new money into education. That's what would be her excuse, don't you think?
Well, it's and that's just exactly what it is, Jeff, is an excuse. And the people of this state know that. Now, you know, right now, that people who believe in the Second Amendment are going to back this recall 100% because she's still going to be pushing along with her Democratic friends gun control, and we just don't need that in this state. We need to focus on the real issues, which is just everything.
But wait, you can't. Yes, you can put out a laundry list of grievances. Heck, our founders did, right, in the Declaration of Independence. But there has to be something that emotionally connects with the largest group of voters in the state of Oregon. And they happen to be in the Portland Tri-County area. And they happen to be women, Art.
Well, they are women, and quite frankly,
so what's going to emotionally move women?
Well, there's one thing about the sanctuary state and the drugs and education and, of course, you know, the vaccine bill and all that stuff. There's so many issues for women, in Portland, and quite frankly, they're sick and dang tired of what's going on up in that area. You know the education system sucks up there. You know that the drug problem up there is immense. And that is going to motivate the women in the metro area to do that. I mean, Jeff, look at how many people are getting assaulted and killed in the Portland area by illegal aliens. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, wait. So again, you have to bring that down emotionally to the most basic level. And I'm going to let you go, Art, because I need to move on. Thanks, friend. I mean, I appreciate your thoughts today. The emotional aspect. If you're going to get somebody who has voted Democrat, whether they're independent, whether they're Rhino Republicans, and there's a bunch of those that vote for Kate Brown, by the way, or Democrats, you have got to move them. Now, with men, it's different than women. Women are the largest voting bloc in this state, and the largest group of all voters are women in Multnomah, Clackamas, and Washington counties. That's the truth. You have got to move them. So what are the issues that move them? By the way, I got an email from my friend Fred. He thinks Alan Alley is the next guy, Republican, that needs to run for governor. We need an engineer, he writes, not a politician, lawyer, a doctor, or a basketball player. Okay, that's Fred's opinion. What has Kate Brown done to deserve? And how would you present that to win? 6:48, what do you think? Back in a moment. Don't.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Last segment for today. So if you have an opinion, you want to express it, it's easy. You just pick up the phone, 503-589-1220. Or you can send me an email, or like my friend Fred, send me a text message. But you got to know my phone number. So just send me the email, jeff@1220.am. Speaking of Fred Thompson, he's a New York life insurance agent who, well, cares a lot about people, cares about this country. He's a real patriot, loves America, loves people, loves his family. And I got to tell you, you want to do business with people that share your values, and he does. Believe me, he does. So when it comes to trying to figure out your future, and that of your family, taking care of them in case something bad happens to you, he can help you. Maybe you don't have enough retirement income, he can help you. Maybe, like his father-in-law, you want to leave a legacy for your grandkids, he can help you do that. They'll never forget you. So why don't you give him a call, 503-428-7479, 503-428-7479. Let's get right back to the phones. We'll start first with Super Dave. Super Dave, how are you this morning?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good.
Hey, there's three things. I didn't even hear anybody talking about it. There is money scandal, okay, and there is sex scandal, and there is abortion. There is a lot of women out there don't want that, and they're liberals. I know. I know a bunch of them up there in Portland. And that's, you know, there's a three right there should be, especially when they're looking into the sex deal, what's going on. Is that correct, or am I wrong?
No, I don't think they are so much that. I think that, Super Dave, what we as people tend to, focus on is what we see every day in our life. We don't see abortion every day in our life, even though it's very emotional. But we do see crime.
Okay.
We see homelessness. We see the results of Kate Brown's homeless policy. Because you'd see every day.
Everybody knows that, and everybody's not doing it, but they don't know what to do. This is the only kind of time to get somebody going. It's like if you fall down, what do? You don't stay down. You get back up, and you still go forward. And that's what I'm trying to get at.
Well, but isn't that kind of what the Republican Party's trying to do here?
Well, I guess they're trying a little bit. They're putting their foot in the water, I guess, to see, you know, if it's warm enough to get in it. I don't know.
I think there are some advantages. And Super Dave, thanks for your call, because I need to move on.
We've got
Janet lined up and Freddie after that. But look, point well taken in that there are issues that have to connect with people. This is the most important thing that has to happen. We have to connect with people. We, those of us who believe in the things that we believe in, and the Republican Party especially, have to connect with enough people. Now, there's a grand opportunity here. The timing is right, don't you think? Let's go to Janet, who's on the line. Janet, good morning. What do you think today?
All I want to know is, would you please put a couple times on the on your program where we can sign this petition to get rid of this parasite in Willamette Valley or thereabout? I don't hear places that are available. And so maybe if you could put it even one time at halfway through your program, tell us where we can sign this petition. Thank you for your time, and I like your program.
Thank you, Janet. First of all, I very much appreciate you listening. The Marion County Fair is coming up very soon. in the next few days, I believe, and that's going to be at the state fairgrounds. There'll be a booth there. The Oregon Republican Party will have petitions there. You can also go to their website. Just go online, Google up. Don't use Google. DuckDuckGo. Anybody but Google, by the way. Use Bing. I don't care. Anybody but Google. Anyway, find the Oregon Republican Party website or their Facebook page, and you can download, you can print off a petition there, a single signer petition that only you sign. So, yeah, there's lots of opportunities, and thank you for reminding me, because I'll make sure to put that out. You can also go to flushdownkatebrown.com. They also have another petition. Same thing, recalling. Let's go to Freddie, who's on the line. Freddie, good morning, brother. How are you?
Morning, Jeff. I'm doing great. I heard you say that I couldn't call because I was just sending text messages, but I was at the gym at 3:30 this morning. I've been working since 5 because I got to meet with a client at 8 to help them resolve an issue. So, anyway, I do my best work when you're on the air, Jeff, because it fires.
You know,
3:30.
I mean, that's an awfully early time to be at the gym, my friend.
Well, that's the only time I have.
Okay, fair enough. Good for you.
You know, and I hit the bed at 8:30 at night, so it's not like I'm staying up till midnight either. I'm like
out running a combine around the field at 8:30.
Yeah, well, that's...
And I got to blow it off, and by the time I get to bed, it's, 11 o'clock.
I think in a former life I was a chicken, because when the sun comes up, I wake up, and when the sun goes down, I go to sleep. So I think that's my deal. You know, I was 101st Airborne. You know, they are... The Eagles are a relative to the chicken, so...
Yeah, I know. You of all people are not a chicken. So what has Kate Brown done?
No, we're a big old rooster, though, with spurs. So anyway, but hey, I say Allen Alley because I think, engineers are trained for root cause analysis. That's what we need. We've tried politicians, we've tried lawyers, we've tried doctors, and we've tried basketball players. None of them know how to do anything other than just be a, political hack. And we need somebody that really understands, been trained to understand what the issues are and how to resolve issues. And no one does that better than engineers. Both my sons are engineers. I was an engineer. And so anyway, we just know how to fix things, and Oregon needs to be fixed. And Allen Alley's a guy that could do that.
How do
Everybody
you communicate that?
Plan.
You know, engineers, I mean, yeah, you're a little more on the charismatic side, and Allen is funny and so forth, but can he communicate effectively the things that need to be communicated that are emotional?
Well, yeah, I think so, because he's not a strong conservative. He's a moderate, and there's never been a conservative governor in Republican governor in Oregon. So why are we chasing a conservative one that's, is going to be a flamethrower when they don't get elected? So let's try a moderate guy that's...
Well, wait. That's all we've had are moderates, and they've all lost.
Another, well, not necessarily. I don't think so.
All right, Freddie, look, we're at the end of the show. I appreciate
you. We'll have an argument about this.
Yeah, we'll argue later. That's my man, Fred Thompson, folks. Look, thanks for all of you for listening today. I appreciate each and every one of you. You know, it's just we're not done talking about it, folks. We're going to have to keep at it, because what you think about these issues matters. You have an opportunity to persuade others. That's why we talk about these things. Make it a great day. See you tomorrow. Start the car.